John chapter 2, beginning at verse 18. We're going to look at verses 18 through verse 27 this morning. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 27. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they were all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it is taught you, abide in him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God is good. I want, it's kind of a teaching text. And I want you to kind of connect it. Also, I just didn't want it to be a cognitive or a mental thing, but I also want you to have a connection to it emotionally. So we're going to see what we can do. I did some things to kind of help you to kind of get it. I want to use as a thought, sealing many in heresy. Sealing many in heresy. I know that don't make sense to you now. Not supposed to, right?
Okay.
Y'all just stay with me. Amen. Because I did that. So there's a couple things I'm going to talk about that I want you to be able to remember. And the key word is heresy in that idea. But a couple things I want you to remember. Listen. You should remember sealing. From the cover?
Yeah, okay.
I think most of you hear that. How many of y'all thought the cover of this?
Amen. All right,
all right. I think most of you, a lot of you thought the cover of this. Well, yeah. A few times, it's kind of a classic. Amen. So we cut out sealing a couple of times. It was long, but I couldn't stay with it. But you know, in the color purple, The key character, played by Whoopi Goldberg, is Cecile. And her husband, Mr. Really, Mr. Albert Johnson, Mr. And if you saw that that movie, there's a scene where Mr.'s dad, the old Mr., comes over when Mr. not at home. And they're out on the porch. And they're interacting on the porch. And the old mister kind of said some things that were hurtful to see. And caused his pain in the heart. And after saying those, what you might say, mean things, he asked her to go make him some lemonade. And she went in and got the lemonade and made him some lemonade. And you know, sweeten it up, put sugar in it. And you see her stirring the lemonade. Y'all with me? She's stirring the lemonade and it's all good. A special ingredient. And if you saw it, you know she added a special ingredient. But the special ingredient that she added was a kind of a contaminating ingredient. After she stirred it real good and it looks good, she takes it back out to the porch. Well, Mr.'s dad is out there. And she gives it to Mrs. Dad. And he see her kind of talking a little bit too much. And he takes a sip of that lemonade. And he says, it shows some good lemonade. He don't realize. That lemonade has been contaminated. And he's enjoying the lemonade. Can I get with it here? Y'all with it so far? But wait a minute, Pastor. Because Cecile is not only a character this morning, there's another character, Minnie. Minnie was in the hell.
Oh, Jesus.
Minnie was in the help. You know, if y'all saw the help, it was about some maids who worked for Anglo people in the South. And it was a lot of racial prejudice. And Minnie had, she worked for a woman named Hilly. And Hilly treated her wrong, and Hilly fired her. So Millie said, "Hey, we know we fired her. She said, I'm gonna make her a cake. And I'm going to a pie. And so she made her a chocolate pie. She made a chocolate pie and gave it to her to show it wasn't no hard feeling. Put it on the table. When she got over there, Miss Hilly tasted that pie. And she said, "Man, show them good pie. I don't know what you put in it. But it showed them good pie." And Minnie said, "Oh, you know, I got some kind of grief of Mexico, and I got another special ingredient. I'm going to hire you back. Now, I can't pay you, but half what you used to make." And she got another piece of that pie. people that eaten that pie, it was good too. And then, see, I don't know what you put in that pie. And then if you saw the show.
Right, right. The book came.
Men have told her what she put in the pie.
Yeah.
It was chocolate pie in there, y'all. Yeah. 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 I put a, you know, and she went on and told her, I can't, you know, that it was a special ingredient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. That she put in the pie. They made it so good. But just like in the lemonade that Celia had made, in the pie that many had made, there was a contaminant.
Okay.
Are y'all with me so far?
Yes.
And I tell you these stories because I want it branded in your brain. That just like Celia's lemonade.
Come on.
And Minnie's pie, heresy's teaching is contaminated.
Okay, sure.
Y'all with me?
That's good.
We say heresy because there is an orthodox truth. There is the truth that the church had. From the apostles. The apostles had a special anointing that they were able to communicate truth without error. And so you can trust in what the apostles say. Any other truth that was opposite or took you away from what the apostles taught was heresy. Amen. We call what the apostles call today orthodox.
Right.
Anything that's not orthodox is heresy.
Okay.
Heresy, just like chocolate pie and lemonade made by the wrong person.
Okay.
Has a contaminant in it.
Yeah,
that contaminates the health and well-being of the church.
Yeah, amen.
And of the individual Christian. So, that's what John is trying to warn us against. Just like we try to warn our small children against the danger of strangers. We warn them against stranger things. John is trying to warn, as the church father, his children against strange, contaminated doctrine. Strange, contaminated teaching. He said, it is the last hour, and the last hour starts somewhere between, depending on who you read it, like the resurrection of Christ or the day of Pentecost, and in those times we can put the starting of the last days right then. There's just a period of time from then until he returns. In the last hour, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. At the end of time, and you see him in Revelation as the beast.
Right.
Amen. There is an individual to come on earth, and he'll be empowered by Satan himself to do miraculous and wondrous things. But he's anti-Christ. He's the enemy of Christ. He's the adversary of Christ. Amen. He will be the most evil human ever to live. He said Antichrist is coming. But now wait a minute. So now many Antichrists have already come. There's going to be one Antichrist like no other man that ever lived.
Right. Yeah.
But John is saying even now we have a lot of small antichrists. There are small enemies, adversaries of Christ. And they were with us. Probably talking about with the apostles in Jerusalem and with the Jerusalem church. But he said they left us. And the fact that they left us said that they wasn't of us. They were at church.
Come on now.
But then they left church.
Which
means they want church. Because y'all know we are the church.
Right.
It's not the building. It's not the assembly. Right. It's us. They were at the gathering. And now they don't come to the gathering no more. So that proves that they weren't really believers.
My Lord.
Yeah. So, you got to be careful. Told you before. Sometimes you ask people, you know, they hooking up. You interested in making sure they got the right booth.
Right.
And you say, ask them about, you know, the face of this person that they're interested in. Right. And they'll say that they go to church. But that's because they
at church.
That might be one of these people that's at church.
Right.
Amen. But until they they were at church when you met. But now that you hooked up with them, they left the church. Because when they were at church, but they wasn't the church.
Right. Amen.
You can show up at church and not be the church. Because when you the church, it don't make no difference where you are. You still the church.
Right.
So don't care where they go to church. Hold on, I'm going to go to church.
Amen.
Back, I mean, we had here a little bit, but back when we was in the old building, hey, Savannah showed up at church. But we didn't call them Christians. We just did the choir rehearsal. Amen. Thank God that we got, you know, we had a time, but we've been doing pretty good. So everything that comes to church. So he said, they was with us. They met with us. It was in our teaching, but now they're gone. And the fact that they're gone said they wasn't of us. They didn't have what we have. They're a little antichrist. And now because they're upset with us. Like Sin was upset with old mister. And like Mim was upset with him. They're upset with us. They are upset with Christ because what the spirit that's behind them, the personality that's behind him, is a demonic, satanic spirit.
Amen.
That's been upset with God ever since God kicked him out of heaven. Yes, sir.
Right?
So he's after you. And the way they're trying to destroy you is with their teaching. Their teaching may sound good. It may sound like they're Christian.
Now, come on.
They may say Christ when they tell it.
Come on. Hold
on. They may say Jesus.
Hold on.
And they say God or the Spirit. But it doesn't mean the same thing.
Right.
You see, the reason why in illustration 4, the people enjoy the contaminated food or drink was because it was mixed in with something that still tasted good.
That tasted familiar. Come on.
See, the Antichrist is not going to give us stuff that's so wrong we won't recognize it.
Right.
But he going to give you a whole lot of right, but he will simply contaminate it too.
That's real.
In with the right. And you think you hear the truth. Oh, yeah. I'm with you. But it's contaminated. It's contaminated truth. Now, let me tell you quickly where this contaminated truth shows up the most. It's two places where it's going to show up the most. Number one is education.
Uh-huh.
It's going to show up in higher education. It's going to show up in the college, the Ivy League, the big schools, the professors that got a lot of initials and letters behind their name. They got a lot of degrees, but they haven't met the one that hung on the tree.
Right. That's good. Yeah.
And they think what they teach is the truth, but they don't realize it's being influenced by culture. Being influenced by culture that's influenced by Satan. Therefore, some of the things that they teach, not everything, because you got to put some good in it to make people accept.
Right.
But mixed in. And it's mixed in so well, you don't realize it's a contaminating influence.
Check it out.
Secondly, he said, well, the enemy say no, everybody can go to college. Ain't even going to make them believe what he's taught in high school. Because a lot of times you go to high school, you just hanging out, trying to get past them, hanging out, time for practice.
Yeah.
Hanging out, time to get out. But if I can't get them with education, higher education, I'm going to slip my contaminated ideas into entertainment.
Right, right.
Yep. Those are the two places that you won't meet the most diabolical ideas are education and entertainment.
Right.
Satan is good at shipping in on entertainment.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's good, because what he'll do, if somebody believes like we believe in the church, we believe, you know, Jesus born of a virgin, live a simple life. I mean, live a sinless life. I'm sorry. Sinless. He never has it. Live a sinless life. He was Son of God. He was both man, human, and divine. Fully God, fully man. He died for our sins on Calvary cross. And then he rose again 3 days later. And have our faith. They talk about waiting. Amen. Until you're married. To have physical intimacy with somebody. Talk about a lot of the other moral things that we believe in. And they'll put our kind of characters that believe what we believe on in an entertainment movie, television. And we'll look. They'll do all they can to make us look out of touch.
Yeah.
Backwards,
right.
Ignorant,
yeah.
And mean. And then they'll take somebody who's espousing anti-Christian and anti-Christ ideas.
Yeah. Right.
And they'll look like, you know, they'll look all hipster, nice,
right.
Look like an intelligent, brilliant, kind. Wonderful people. So when you think about your ideas, that's because the people seem to be wonderful. You say, well, they got wonderful ideas. The people over here that seem to be backwoods, ignorant. Mean you say their ideas that they aspire with you use biblical ideas. You think those ideas are mean. Backwoods, ignorant, ancient. Entertainment has just brainwashed.
Amen.
That's what he does.
Amen.
That's how the Antichrist works.
Yep.
And think of how many hours we look at television.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or listen to music. Or read online or involved in social media. And he says, I know where their mind is. I know where their attention is at. And that's where I got to do my best teaching.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it don't make no difference what the pastor said. Pastor, amen, ain't going to preach about an hour.
Yeah,
and some people going to cut him off about 35 minutes. Say he preached too long.
Right.
And those same people that cut him off on 35 minutes, then look at over 40 hours.
Yeah.
So I just know if something coming on that. I need to go home and see. This is what you got to look for when you listen at this song. Because he says, you got to go back to the original teachings.
Yeah.
These are things you got to make sure. Somebody come to your door. I don't care if they're dressed in white with black ties.
Right.
Or they got the long dress with the big bobbles.
All right.
And the suit on. These are things you got to make sure. These are things you got to listen to. Do they believe that Jesus was born on the earth?
Right.
Do they believe he was God?
Right.
Not a God. But the God.
Right.
Because they will probably, some of them will have a New World Translation. You need to turn to 1 John chapter 1. If it says in the beginning was a God, then that's the wrong translation.
Because
they got the word that is not in the original translation. Now, he had Jesus, the word, Jesus had to be God. Not God that was created, because he wasn't created. The Bible said everything was created. Everything that was created, he created.
Right.
So he couldn't have been created. Because everything that was created, he created.
Uh-huh.
And you can't create yourself.
Right.
So make sure that's right. Virgin birth. He's God. But not only is he God, because some of the Gnostics say, yeah, he's God. But he wasn't you. He's both divine God. He's just as much God as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
Right.
They're equally God.
Yeah.
There's not one of them more God than the other.
Amen.
That's why there's no jealousy in the Trinity.
Right.
It's not like us. You know, jealousy, but the Trinity don't have no jealousy. In words, when you glorify Jesus, the Father don't get upset. Wait a minute, Jesus getting all glory. Or the Holy Spirit, or no, because they're all is one God.
Right.
That revealed to us in three persons: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're all equal. They all have always existed.
Uh-huh.
The Son of God existed before Bethlehem.
Right.
He didn't. Okay, Jesus born in Bethlehem. No, no. The Son of God has been with us ever since the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why he said. That's why when you read Genesis, he doesn't say, let me. He said, let us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let us make. Yeah. Ain't that in the Bible? Yeah. Make men in our own image after our. Not mine, but after our likeness. Because there was a Trinity. Amen. But he's one God. Don't try to grasp all that with your brain. If you could grab all that your brain, he wouldn't be God. God is too big for your brain.
Yeah. Amen.
It's a faith idea. A faith aspect of God. But we just go by what the Bible says. So make sure they know that. Make sure they know that Jesus is God. They're like God the Father, God the Son. They're all God. God the Spirit, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died and then was resurrected. Because most people, amen, when you tell them that and you're in an institution of higher learning, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. And the thing about it, probably a lot of people, you may be only one or two people in your class that believe that. So you won't feel intimidated because your idea is not in the majority.
Stand firm.
But just because your idea is not in majority does not mean it's wrong.
Right. Amen.
Doesn't mean that it's wrong. Listen. I saw something, I forget where I see this now, but they did an experiment. See, with people in the room, they had two lines. One line, say the red line was longer than the blue line. Blue line short, red line longer. And they bring people in. They'll bring about 15, 20 people in. Now what happened, 19 of those people in the room were paid to say that the shortest line was the longest. The red line is longer than the blue. 20 people. Blue line is shorter. 20 people are paid to say the blue line is longer. What does one person do? Does he go with what he believes? Or does he go with the majority? In the majority of the time, they went with the majority. Because they say, if everybody else comes. Because you know when you're like, maybe I heard the question wrong. Or maybe I'm looking at it wrong. So you doubt your. You doubt what you would know it right if you were by yourself. And that's what Satan uses sometimes.
Right.
When you try to say what the Bible said, and then everybody says, oh, that's worn out. That's way back. People used to believe that way back. You can't use that same thing. So many new discoveries. We modern time now. We don't believe that stuff no more.
It's a new age.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But you got to know, hey, I don't care if the other 19 say,
right.
If the other 19 say he didn't rise, that he wasn't resurrected, you got to say, I don't care what y'all say.
Come on now.
I know he lives.
Yeah.
I talked to him yesterday. I talked to him this morning.
Right.
I know he lives. He
right.
done worked miracles in my life.
Right.
I know he lives.
Amen.
He opened too many doors for me.
Yeah.
I had fellowship with him. I asked him, he answered. I know he, you can't convince me. I don't care what y'all say.
Yeah.
You got to say what you believe. Because it's going to be tested.
That's real.
And it's going to be tried.
Yep.
But then I don't care what, come hell or high water, I'm staying with the Lord. I'm staying with the Bible. Says. Y'all can say what
you want to say.
But I'm staying with the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm saying with solid rock. Y'all shift. Believe one thing this year, change it up next year.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years now, be something different.
Right.
This call count, oh no, it don't call count. It's already, oh yes, it do call count. By then, by the time y'all figure out, I've been dying. I'm just going to go with the word of the Lord said. Because God don't come back and change his word every
right.
time.
Right. Right.
Oh, I was wrong about that. I ain't never seen God. Oh, I was wrong about that.
Come on now.
But I'm trying to tell you, if he's great enough God, amen, to school the stars in the socket of the universe, and you never have to go in and change the stars.
Right.
They do burn out, but you never have to go up and, you know, like you change light bulbs.
Right.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. The moon rise. You have to wind the moon up. The moon will rise.
Yeah.
So God made the moon rise every morning. It rises when you don't see it rise.
Yeah. Right.
Gravity works.
Amen.
You don't believe them up a building. You know, I used to believe gravity don't work. But you know, I changed my mind. You can change your mind, but it's don't you get acting crazy. Because on your way down, oh yeah, it works.
Way down, reach up.
And it's too late to change your mind.
Yeah.
Just like when somebody jump off jump and say grab, then they figure out gravity can work on their way down, they can't change it. One of these days, somebody that said that Jesus didn't rise. Didn't believe in Jesus, didn't believe in what he said, one of these days it's going to be too late. And they're going to wake up their eyes in hell,
yeah.
And say, oh, they were right.
Lord have mercy.
I was wrong. And then they're going to be there like that boy, the rich man.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I can't get out.
Yeah.
But it's rough down here, it's real rough.
Yeah.
I got 5 brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had them with
me.
I got 5 brothers back at home.
Yeah.
They believe the same kind of mess I used to be. I need somebody to go back
and
tell my 5 brothers, don't come to this place.
Yeah.
And message is heavy. If they ain't believe all the prophets, even if we send somebody back,
Lord have mercy.
They still not going to believe.
Lord have mercy.
And that's true. Jesus came back and they still don't believe. Let me go on while I'm closing this thing out. So make sure they believe in this thing. Christ was born of what? And like God, like the Father is God, Jesus is
God.
He's the Son of
God.
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of
God.
In the all? Amen. Are any of them created?
No.
No, they're not created. And Jesus lived a blank life. Oh, y'all got it. Y'all got it. Y'all good theologians. And he rose after he died on Calvary cross as payment of our what?
Amen.
And he rose how many days later?
Three.
Great. Now, so I always believe that. I don't care what other folks say now. I'm believing that when you see somebody and say, I could have that, it's going to happen, y'all.
Amen.
Right after I got saved, I got some when you get saved, you don't know a whole lot. You know, you hear it. I hear it in Billy Graham. You know when you hear Billy Graham, two or three, every time I hear Billy Graham on TV, I get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't know, it's not probably, I might have been saved then, but then I'll see it kind of acting crazy. I hadn't been like full repentance yet.
Right.
And then, when I went to church with my mom, you know, her pastor said, it was a big church. And I was a little guy, kind of shy, too full of walk. Too many people. That's why I tell y'all to stand so people can get more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally went to the church by myself with just a couple of my friends there. And then I heard it again. Something got all over me. And I was sitting on the front row. You know, I just came out the street. And I said, I'm going to come to my friends. Ain't nothing to do on Sunday. I'm going to go to church. And I looked on that front row. Something got a hold of me. You know, I need to go ahead. You know what I mean? I ain't going anymore. I don't know none of these folks. So I moved back a little bit. So I wonder what else got on me the first time. I just rode that front seat. I'm going to move back 3 or 4 hours. I got back about 3 or 4 hours. Still hitting me. So I said, I went way on my back, a couple of feet from the back. And I said, back, and it hit me where?
Way
back. Way back, a couple of feet from the back. See, get on that back row, ain't going to help you.
Right.
And one day, after I thanked him, I said, oh, Lord. And then I said, oh, this is my time. Because it was a good day. People were coming, so I could just slip in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because everybody was coming up. And that day, he changed. I wasn't perfect. Still waiting for perfect. But I began to go, a destiny going in the right direction.
Right.
And ever since then, my life has been the same. Now, what I believe that firstly, say maybe like a couple of months later, I was listening to Skyline High in Dallas. I was in a Black Literature class, reading all of, all the Black Literature of Malcolm X's book, all the different poems and things. And we had a special program where the Nation of Islam came out. And the class we had to go listen to the Nation of Islam to the spiel. And I was sitting up there, they were talking about Islam and all their beliefs. And I was listening to that. And I said, I'm glad I'm saved. So as I was listening to that, I compared what they were saying to what I had heard in church and what I had read in the Bible for myself. And I'm saying, what they said. And see, plus I didn't feel something. When I heard the word of God, I felt something. When I heard them, I didn't listen to that little speech and whatever, man. Jesus didn't rise, we don't worry about it. I was like, okay. But you see, the thing about it, there was something in me that said what I was listening to wasn't the truth.
Right.
John said, what happened is when you become
Right.
Jesus said like this in John's other book, in the Gospel of John. He said, "My sheep
hear
my voice, and they follow me."
Yeah.
They ain't gonna hear. If you're not in a shepherd, you're not the shepherd. You can try to fool them, but the voice don't sound.
Right.
See, there's something, the Holy Ghost in you. Get it right, you got to go back and make it fix your error. not only is it armor, but it's also an alarm.
Yeah.
It's armor, but it's an alarm. Armor keeps it from penetrating, but the alarm says something ain't right.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
What? Because sometimes I can be listening. I told them to miss the truth. You be listening and be true. Oh, yeah, it sound pretty good. True, yeah, true. Sound good, sound like the Bible. And all of a sudden they'll say a line or two that's not opposite. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, he had it for a while, but I don't know. Well, now you have to kind of rewind. Let me go back and listen to that again. Oh, no, he had way right, but he ain't know. I can't listen to him no more. I can't listen to her no more because they had way right. I don't want nobody that had way right. I want somebody to go by the Bible. I don't want to go by half of the Bible.
Right, right.
I want to go by the full Bible. Because I'm going to stay on Route 66. Route 66 to get to where you want to go. You're on Route 66. The real Route 66.
Yeah, right.
On the main highway. But that Route 6, those 66 books of the Bible.
Yeah.
39, Old Testament, 27, New Testament.
Yeah.
If you stay on Route 66, it'll get you where God wants you to go.
Yeah.
You get on Route 66 and start listening to folks that's not in the Bible, not in them 66 books, you lie to end up lost anywhere. I'm glad it's alone. And when I get all over
here,
it's like they, I got a spiritual GPS.
Right, right.
When I turn it off, stick to stick, you off the roof. You got to turn around. Make a U-turn. It's like, you know, GPS, when you went too far, they keep telling you to turn around. Make a U-turn. Nah, that's what it says. You go to nearby, make a U-turn. That don't look too good.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, I'm trying to make a U-turn. I'm just trying to find a safe place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But don't just ignore it.
Come on now.
Because it's telling you the truth. So sometimes it's alone. That the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spiritual anointing that's in you says make a U-turn. Sometimes it's cut that TV off. Don't listen to that nonsense.
Amen.
Cut that radio off. Or sometimes you got to sit there because it's the class, you got the pants. It's all right. I hear what you're saying. I'm taking note. Yeah. I'm going to put it back on your test. I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to regurgitate what you gave me.
Amen.
Because the reason why I'm going to regurgitate is because I don't want it
inside. I want it inside. Yeah.
I'm going to give it back to you. I don't believe it. It ain't healthy for me. It ain't so spiritually. I'm just gonna give you back what you gave to me.
Yeah.
I'm giving you back. I got to pay this class, and I paid my money. But hey, and I got a woman degree, but I'm not taking on a better hand. But don't think I believe.
Right.
And then the only way out, you can always tell, hey, once you got there, I didn't believe none of that, man. But make sure you got David before you say that. I don't know if that looks you feel wrong. But be sure before you say that.
Yeah.
You got the grit. And go with it. Thank you. I believe you help. I don't believe nothing you say. Amen. And you good. All right, everybody got me? Now, so remember now, why I gave you those examples. That bad, contaminated teaching. If Mr. and Dad would have known what was in the lemonade, would he have drunk it?
Yeah.
If Hilly would have known what was in that chocolate pie, would she have ate it?
No.
So when you hear what's in the heresy that's being taught, don't you listen to it. That's what John said. Don't listen to it. Because we're trying to have intimacy with somebody we know.
Yeah.
You can't have intimacy,
my Lord,
online. You know somebody that be online with them dating services?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they send you a profile. And they say all this and all that. You say, oh, yeah, that sounds like a
me. But y'all just from y'all back and forth, and then y'all decide to meet up at the gym. You might have a well, let me see.
You got catfish.
Y'all might not want to go to the gym. To the farmhouse, because you know you high road. Let's get up at the farmhouse. All right. Y'all meet up. And then, number one, the picture wasn't right.
Right.
You didn't realize that was, she's 30 now. That was a picture, she's 18. She's 30, yes. That's my 18-year-old picture. And you know the guy, he, you know he didn't embellish?
Right.
You know he didn't embellish?
Right.
Amen. He's a computer technician. And you know he, you know what he work at. You, you know he just make a phone call all day. He find your own computer call, you tell you pay your bill. Hey, you didn't pay your bill.
Yeah.
He said telephone.
Right.
You had looking to it. Amen. They try to put fancy words, make it sound nice. I work in college. I work in the bathroom. But you won't say you're a janitor. You won't say that. You won't say you kind of, you know, you're a quartet.
You're a quartet.
Clerk.
Flow check.
And you make money.
Right.
Hey, I never said nothing wrong with that. Hey,
right.
You saw that right there. You done sold real good. Then you get you another bill, you do them clothes real good. Get you about five, six more bills. You six figure, man. Now you six figure. But no, but you lied, sir. You said you're more than you are.
Right.
You said you made six figures. But you added two zero. Not the zero behind it, Doc.
Yeah.
Zero in front of that. So, and you can end up, people trying to have them, they get fall in love, trying to have them, they almost about to get engaged, and ain't even met the person yet.
Come on now.
And then you find the person, they ain't know what you thought they were.
Right.
Right.
If you're going with a heretical picture of Jesus, how can you love a heretical picture of Jesus?
My.
I love the true Jesus.
Yeah,
everything he is what makes me love him.
Yeah.
If he was just a man, I wouldn't love him like I love him. But knowing he was God and in heaven and came all the way down and died on Calvary's cross, and he could have called the legion of angels when he was suffering, but he did not come down for the cross to save himself, but decided to die just to save me. That's what made me love him. Because there's nobody like that. And I can talk to him every day. If he's dead, I'm just talking to myself.
Amen.
I serve a living Savior.
Yeah, living.
I'm not going to talk to somebody that's dead in the grave 2,000 years, tell them about my issues, my problem. Because
yeah.
He can't help me.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's what I believe, the truth that I believe about him, is why I can't even enjoy the things.
Amen.
I don't believe what it is. I don't believe in heresy. I don't believe because you know a lot of fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. It's planted on it. You know, on the computer, you read something. You know, I know the person who that's used the fake news. We need to come to fake news itself. But there is really fake news.
Right.
On the you read them all. I didn't know that. And we want you to know because it ain't true.
Right.
It was in there, so you click on it. And every time you click on it, the people on the other side make more money. And they're going to your mind. Mm-hmm. I want to know real Jesus. I want to have time to get to the time.
In a very real way.
Because that's when I get my joy.
Yeah.
And when I have intimacy with him, in intimacy, he enlarges my capacity.
Uh-huh.
The more intimacy you have with it, the more capacity you have. And when you got more capacity, he can do more for you. Mm-hmm. He
ocean. Come on, sister. He's an ocean.
Yeah.
He's an ocean of love.
Yeah.
And sometimes the problem is, he's an ocean of love. You know, when we go with the ocean of love, we get a little simple. We go to the ocean of simple. Get a little simple of water. You didn't get all the water because you didn't take a big enough tank. He needed a large thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go with a glass. It's a glass of ocean. Got a glass ocean now. But it's so much more ocean to do.
Right.
He got an enlarged capacity. I'm going to give you a fucking ocean. You're going to get your fucking ocean. Fucking ocean now. I got me a bucket of water. I got me a bucket of bread.
Yeah.
But he got so much more bread for you. I'm giving you a barrel. And you get a barrel of bread. A barrel of love. A barrel of God's peace.
Yeah.
Or the musician gives us a selection. I pray that as we all stand with